Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it's Nicola Bonn here, and this is the Outspoken Beauty Podcast. And I have got a brilliant guest in this week. Now, she is called Nicola Elliott Moss, and she's the founder of Neom. Now, most people I know have a one point or another come into contact with a Neom product. Beautiful aromatherapy mixes, and they do wonderful candles and diffusers, and they've now done skincare. It's a range that it's been in my life for a long time. My mom absolutely loves their rose diffusers, and so it's like this smell that's permeated her house for years and years, and then I started getting them. And it's a brand I really, really like and I really trust. The funny thing is that I imagine that the founder, Nicola, would be quite, how to describe it, calm and maybe a bit spiritual. You know, that's how you imagine people who work with aromatherapy. But in actual fact, she used to be a journalist. She is so outspoken and possibly one of the sweariest people I've ever met. I loved her. I met her at an event a few months ago and we just clicked. She made me laugh so much. So in this episode, she's going to talk about, you know, how Neom was founded, but also about juggling, you know, how she managed to get this brand off the ground whilst having kids and all that sort of thing. And also she'll talk about well-being and so much. And I just think you're going to absolutely love her because she is real and funny and pretty inspiring at the same time. So here we go. By the way, I've got some lovely products to recommend you at the end of the episode, but let's get straight to it. This is the brilliant Nicola Elliott Moss. Nicola Elliott Moss is in the studio. Nicola, I met you and I was just liked you instantly because you swear a lot.
Is that my cue?
Yes.
Shit.
No, I like you because you are a very, very real what you see is what you get woman.
Do you know what? It's funny that you say that because I think so many people want to come and work at Neom. They think we're all doing yoga every morning and it's totally zen and that's the meaning of well-being, right? And no is kind of my answer to that. We are a well-being brand, but you know, we still are really ambitious and, you know, there's a real pace and we swear. Like, it's a shame that we've kind of got to this point, I think, in many ways that we think well-being is about this kind of evangelist being.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And so I think people, I do swear loads. I've always been a swearer. I think it kind of conveys passion, but, and I have no, you know, I don't feel the need to modify that. But I do think people find that's a bit of an oxymoron.
I think it's really nice and it shows that there is a real woman behind the brand. I think when people sometimes get to know people behind the brand, they understand what it's all about a bit more. And I like the fact, you know, when I buy Neom, you're behind it. I mean, who knew? You were unexpected when I met you. You were refreshing.
Nice.
You were kind of like me. I mean, that's the attraction.
Well, I think that kind of, I mean, so, it's funny because everyone's like, push yourself forward. And I'm like, I have no desire to be famous, but I do have a desire to show people that Neom was created for real people with real solutions. And every product, every fragrance, every campaign is rooted in something that, you know, hopefully you'll nod along with and go, oh, yeah, I totally get that. You know, it's like, I'll think of that 4 p.m. slump where, you know, we're all scrabbling for a piece of chocolate from the canteen, or, you know, I'll think of those days when I had the babies and we'd had 4 hours sleep, and everything has kind of stemmed from one of those places in life. And so I think that's kind of one of the nicest things about Neom is, yeah, we're very much, you know, committed to 100% natural fragrances and all about boosting your well-being, and there's a real science behind that, and the products are the purest that, you know, even I comb the world daily, I can never find purer products, but they are all very modern and very real. And that seems still, like I said, you're a bit of an oxymoron in the natural well-being space. And well, it shouldn't be.
It really shouldn't. I mean, why should well-being be aligned with something unobtainable and something, yeah. Maybe it really shouldn't be such a luxury. Maybe it's actually really, really important.
Yeah. Yeah, damn right. I mean, that's the thing. You know, I sort of, we do bits and pieces with health bloggers, but it's like, it's only really a very small part of what we do. Actually, if there were a whole load of girls doing yoga on a beach at 6 a.m. with a green smoothie on our Insta grid, for example, I'd be really pissed off. That's not our vibe. And so what I am really interested in, the one thing that I always post on my Insta and we need to actually do more of, is our reviews are amazing. And not just at the 5-star, but we get these brilliant people with these brilliant real life stories that go, somebody yesterday, you know, had gone through three rounds of IVF. You've got no idea how draining that is. I was stressed out. I wasn't sleeping properly. My hormones were everywhere. And that's when I found Neom. Mm. Or, you know, my mother was really ill and, you know, the two of us were struggling to sleep and that's when I found Neom. And it feels like, you know, you don't find Neom so much when you're browsing through a department store and think, oh, I like the look of that box. It comes to you at a point in your life when maybe a friend's recommended it to you and says, do you know what? There's this thing that's really natural and it really bloody works. It seriously helps you sleep or de-stress or whatever.
It's funny you say that, because when my mum and dad split up, all I can remember is mum, like, they sold the house, dad went one way, mum went the other, but suddenly she always had your lovely rose little, what's it called when you have the little sticks and the thing?
The rediffuser.
That became the smell of her independence. Yeah. That's really weird.
Wow, I like that. We should write that on the box.
Smell of independence. With a picture of my mum with her thumbs up. Woo!
Finally free. Yeah, I think, look, you know, everyone knows it's not new news that scent is so powerful, connecting you to memories and places and times. But I think because typically you will have come to Neom when, you know, you needed help with your well-being, that's kind of the really special thing. It doesn't just remind you of a nice holiday or a nice time, which is lovely, but, you know, it's something that you will use. And I like the candles every night to create a bit of calm in the family home. So it's not something that, you know, I would bring out for a dinner party when everyone, you know, comes around. In fact, quite the opposite. When we all sit down as a family for those sort of, you know, 10 minutes we might get watching TV at the end of the night, we'll light, you know, the scented de-stress candle. When the children go to bed, you know, it's a ritual that they will put the pod on with the scent to sleep. You know, at the side of my desk at all times is... you know, a scent to boost your energy and scent to de-stress, because, you know, I might have a slump, but also I, you know, suffer with anxiety and I might need a bit of a calmy kind of moment. Yeah. So they have their purposes at different points during the day.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's funny what you're right. I also suffer from anxiety and sometimes a sniff of something could just get you out of that mindset, can't it? It's really weird.
Totally.
Like if you're feeling really funny, you do need something. Sometimes if in the middle of a panic attack, I'll pinch myself, just get out of it. But a really certain smell can do a similar thing.
You know, essential oils can be absolutely amazing for that. They really can. And actually that was the real start of the Neom journey. You know?
Was it? So you were anxious and...
I was anxious. So I was a journalist for, you know, many, many years and loved it, you know, really loved it.
Where did you write?
Oh, everywhere. My last job was Glamour. I worked at InStyle. I worked at He. I worked at Marie Claire. All over the place. It was a proper, you know, it was a big chunk of my career.
And was it beauty you were doing mainly?
No, it wasn't actually. No. I did celebrity, would you believe it?
I can believe it.
But then I think I had enough when people were ringing me in the middle of the night and saying, if you don't change the pedicurist, the whole shoot's off. This can't be my life.
No.
But do you know what? I actually loved it. I really, really loved it. Found my tribe in journalism. Some of my greatest friends are still in there. I enjoyed my jobs. I learned loads from my bosses. I think some of the best, most creative jack of all trades are journalists. So I loved it. But it did start, even though things were really good, and this is the really interesting thing I think about anxiety, even though things were really, you know, not bad, I started having anxiety. And that was at the point where I decided to start looking at my own well-being in a kind of quite balanced way.
Had anything happened at all? I mean, was there a change in your life? Or
no, not really. I mean, it definitely got worse at points sort of later on when, you know, after first child and moving, you know, from the London out to Yorkshire and, you know, big events. Unfortunately, it seemed to sort of a switch was turned on for some stupid little reason. And then it sort of, you know, it unfortunately became something that if anything went slightly wrong, that was my go-to way of coping badly. And I'm at touch wood, you know, I've been fine for many years now because I think I've kind of got a grip of how to handle it.
Did you ever take anything for it?
I did after the birth of my first child. And yeah. I would absolutely recommend if I you did, ever yeah. were in a proper bad state, you know, I think it's about finding the right kind of cocktail for you, exercise or whatever else that it may be. And I did after the birth of the first child, but I did, because it was particularly bad then. But I do now find that I'm prone to it, but I can manage it naturally. And I must say, I'm a bit of an oxymoron in that sense. I fly the flag for what you can do for yourself naturally to help yourself in all areas, 100%. Yet if things get really bad, like, take some pills as well. Most of them come from plants, like, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I have no problem with that. But then you don't want to be maybe on pills for the rest of your life. And so therefore, you know, you're not always either perfectly fine or not. You can quite often live in a bit of a grey zone. And if you do, then I think there's things that you can do to keep yourself in a better state of mind. And so, you know, my child now is 11, so that's a long while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll still get those moments if I'm overtired or, you know, it's silly things, isn't it? It's not even, oh, a big thing happened and therefore you feel anxious. It's sometimes the small things, which is the annoying thing.
And it can be, for me, it can be little things that subconsciously maybe remind me of another time I felt anxious.
Totally.
Like on the tube in London, like I once had a panic attack because the tube stopped for ages under a tunnel. And now every time it stops under a tunnel, I can feel it coming on and I can control it now. But it is that it's the memory. It stays with you.
Absolutely. You know, there's one friend's house that I stayed at. And if I go and I love her, she's one of my best friends. If I go back there because I've had a panic attack there, I have to sort of get a grip on the way in.
Isn't it weird? But it's the brain holds on to it and it's fight or flight. So the brain's thinking this is a dangerous place to be. And you've got to speak to your brain and say, for goodness sake, shut up.
Absolutely. I developed a technique very much where, and I talk very much about a toolkit because I think you've got to get a toolkit. It's not one thing. It will be several things. Mine will be different to yours. And it takes you a while to get that toolkit together. One thing for me is almost, I can talk to myself. It's like I can kind of divide myself in two.
Yeah.
And there's a big sister part of me, if you like, this is not a therapist, this is who's given me these tools. I've just kind of devised this for myself. So it might not work for everyone, but the big sister part of me will almost have a word with the little sister part of me and go, right, come on, you know this is rubbish, get a grip, la la. That helps.
Jodie Kidd was talking about an anxiety toolbox. She was on and she was saying she also gets anxiety. And for her, I think, it was talking to herself exactly the same and just saying, right, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Your body's doing this. You're not going to die. Yeah. It's fine.
Absolutely.
The big sister. I like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. But then I also believe very much in terms of prevention. So I'm in a lot better place for not feeling anxious if I've looked after myself, you know, in advance, if you like.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's really important. And I think exercise plays a part in that.
What exercise do you do?
I like to do something that's not like, I quite like running, but when I say running, I'm the worst runner in the world. It's basically a shunt. And it's not far. And a lot of it is walk, run, walk, run, walk.
It's
It's the crappiest run ever. But it's shuffling myself along outside in the fresh air with no one around me. Yep. I'm not good in, I don't know, like a
running club.
Yeah, a running club or even a class where the door's shut.
I hate classes.
And I'm like doing a thing to make my bum look better. That's just not me. So something that's kind of a bit more wild, I think it works a bit better for mental health. For me, again, I'm caveating that. Essential oils have been a really big part in that. It's really amazing, I think, what you can do with the oils. And they have to be pure oils for obvious reasons. That's not, you know, again, because it's about them being able to do the job properly. So unfortunately, you can get so many products that smell like lavender or smell like rose or have a bit of lavender and have a bit of rose. If you aren't utilising the 100% pure plant oil, then fundamentally that's not going to work. But if you can get something that's pure or mix your own, then lavender can be amazing. Jasmine can be amazing.
Oh, I love
it. Chamomile's amazing. Really fantastic at just calming your nervous system down. So that for me was a big part of starting Neom and really seeing the benefits of those, along with eating correctly, of course. The clean eating thing's got a bit of bad rap, hasn't it, over the last year? But, you know, fundamentally that just means eating real foods, real nutrients that can help you be healthy.
And cutting down, talking about Jodie Kidd again, but I've just started doing her eating plan. It's the first time I've ever done any sort of eating plan in my life, but I'm addicted to sugar. I've realised it's like properly addicted. Yeah. And I've had to give it up, and I'm hoping that will help as
Shall I give you a tip?
Go on.
Spirulina.
Okay.
Right. So it's horrible when you drink it, but you can now get tablets that don't have a plastic coating in, so they work as well as the powder. And I find they absolutely knock your sugar cravings off.
Really?
Yeah, I really rate them. I mean, they're meant to do that as part of a myriad of brilliant things that they do for your well-being as well. But for me, I can notice the difference in days.
Where do you get them from?
I just get them from Amazon.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try spirulina. Good. I love tips.
Spirulina capsules, yeah.
Yeah, anything really to stop the sugar. I mean, I was saying before that my husband and I are both doing this eating plan, and I succumbed to a chocolate cake, yeah, like a big slice of chocolate cake, and I hid.
You're bad and evil.
He's so pissed off.
I should be reprimanded.
He is so pissed off with me.
Yeah, it's definitely, sugar is no value to anyone, of course, and I absolutely concur with what she says there.
It is bloody delicious.
It can be hard if you've got a craving. I'm more of a savoury person, but if you do have that craving, to kind of shunt yourself onto being in control of not eating the sugar, I suppose. Yeah. So sugar is good. You know, there's some supplements that I absolutely love that I think are really, really good. I think you need to know your shit when it comes to supplements.
Do you think with taking supplements, you need to go to somebody who actually tests your blood to see what you're lacking?
I don't know. I think I've kind of made a bit of a semi-career out of, and certainly I have a passion for learning about that. Mm. So maybe the average person who hasn't gathered all that knowledge and read about supplements and sort of thrown themselves into that world, maybe they do. I mean, there's some brilliant... Instagram's good for that for me. I don't like the Instagram kind of posy set.
No.
But I do like Instagram for finding, you know, really amazing nutritionists or, you know, really great tips on people who are interested in well-being. And there's a great company that we've just in the Neom Wellbeing edit. I don't know if you saw it.
Yes, I really
did. You
liked
see that?
I saw it. It was on your Instagram, I think.
Yeah, it was on mine. And we turned all the stores and the website into pop-ups, and we brought in some of our best wellbeing friends, if you like. You know, people who sold supplements and eye masks and books and CBD oil, etc., that we really think help with, you know, the need states, if you like, that we're here to help you with. So sleep, de-stressing, boosting your energy, lifting your mood. And I did it with a good friend of mine called Susanna Taylor, who is a columnist at Grazia and got Get the Gloss, etc. Because she's you know, even more up on this than me. And we got together what we think are probably some of the best supplements. It was a hard edit, right, because there's not that much space. But, you know, there's some brilliant brands in there that I would really trust. And look, you have to be careful with the supplement. It's like with a candle or a bath oil, right? You know, we're marketed to, aren't we, in such a brilliant stroke, horrific way.
Yeah.
If you don't understand really what's inside things, then you're going to have the wool pulled over your eyes. Of course, that's a real bummer, but... So I think you kind of have to go towards brands and maybe writers or, you know, people you follow on Instagram that you trust. I'd say that's really important.
And that, I think, have an education. And I think we are moving towards an era of specialists, people who really, really know their stuff. Because you, like, a lot of people recommend things, and I get it. That's the whole thing about influencers. I mean, and I love hearing what my favorite influencers eat and what they drink and what they take. But if I'm really, really going to buy something, I want to hear it from somebody who has tested the shit out of it.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Yeah, I agree, and also not
researched.
Somebody who's doing a house renovation, but hashtag ad, here's some supplements. You know, you've got to be careful on that with Instagram, haven't you?
You do.
So you've
kind
of got to find the people that you rate.
In the papers yesterday, there was this whole thing about they're going to really, really crack down on Instagram about what is an ad and what isn't. And, you know, influencers in general are going to have to be much more upfront and much more, you know, I try and always, always be honest. And I think that's so important. But people do have the wool pulled over their eyes by a lot of different people, including influencers.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the good part of that, if you like, is that we're maybe seeing a return to smaller, more independent experts, be they, you know, suppliers or influencers who, I don't know, specialise in a certain area.
Yeah, which is great.
Rather than that kind of generalist sort of way of being. But still the onus is on you, I think, to find the people that you trust and then and take heed only from those guys.
Yeah. So going back to your edit, so people could kind of buy these different products from the shops as well as the neon products. That's really nice.
And I think, you know, we know that we've got people that come to us, you know, to help kind of boost their well-being in some particular reason. And all the girls in our stores and our customer services team at head office who look after the website, we call them neomologists. And the idea is that they don't just help with, you know, finding the right kind of neon products for you, but they also have a wider well-being knowledge. And so if you, you know, come in and we do this little scent discovery test in the store where you have a little sniff of the different fragrances and we find out what your underlying well-being need is. And once we've done that, they then can, you know, find the bespoke 1-2-3 system for you, but they also speak to you about other ideas and suggestions. So they might speak to you about some particular magnesium pills that might also help, or they might give you some advice on, you know, make sure that you turn your tech off at the right time. And, you know, it depends obviously on how much how great your knowledge is. But the idea is not just to talk about products, but we've took a big subject and I feel it's the responsible thing for our team to be able to talk about that in a bigger, wider way.
It's really nice because I think, you know, if you've got a lot of money, you can go and see a life coach who'll give you all this advice. But to know you can just go to somebody in a store and they really will invest some time in you is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it makes things more complicated, but I think it opens,
for you.
For us, yeah, for sure. But it opens much richer conversations. And a wellbeing edit for us was, listen, if we're passionate about helping people with these needs, then, you know, it's actually some bare biology fish oils are also really, really very good for happiness at this time of year. Yeah. Or actually, this is a cookbook with some amazing recipes that are all about mood boosting that you guys should definitely read. Or, you know, here's a particular sleep mask that actually, sure, you want to use the NEOM sleep program. That's amazing. But this will also help. So it felt like kind of the authentic right thing to do. And it's really fun working with other brands.
And you're giving opportunities. Do you give opportunities to small kind of independent brands as well?
Yeah, we do. But if I'm honest with you, it's more about me saying what I think the things that really do the do are.
Yeah.
But it does actually happen. Funny you should say that a lot of them are more independent. And I think going back to what we said before, that's probably because to break through in this day and age, you need to generally be really good. And so some of these stories from these brilliant founders are of people who genuinely had a problem, genuinely couldn't find anything in the marketplace that could help them or was good enough quality. And therefore their product, you know, like cream rising to the top, does so because it's so superior to, you know, some sort of diluted down pill that you might get in a high street chain. And so I suppose it's just naturally happened that way. Yeah. I went into it thinking, I just want to find the very, very best products. But yeah, a lot of them are smaller companies.
So do you think NEOM's focus on well-being is going to continue? Do you want to make this a major thing? I mean, obviously, your very roots, it's about well-being, but kind of opening it out to other brands and being almost these life gurus.
Yeah.
What do you see as the next thing for NEOM, I suppose?
Well, you know, we, as a brand that's trying to, I suppose, slicken itself up slightly, she says, with a smile on her face, we work on product development for the next 2 to 3 years because it takes that long to develop something. So I have a kind of good grasp on what we're going to do for the sort of the next, for the foreseeable sort of future. And things come in on top of that as sort of a little curveball. So the wellbeing edit was like an idea that I just kind of came up with the back end of last year. And everyone was a bit like, geez, what? Have we got time to fit that in? I was like, do it. It's brilliant. It's going to be brilliant.
It is brilliant.
And we, you know, and little left field things like that kind of come to me, which will always, I think, annoy the team a bit. But keep things fresh and relevant and hopefully you can kind of feel that pace and excitement and interest as a customer. And so there'll always be those things. I can't say there won't be. I'm afraid that's kind of how my brain works. But we do want to go deeper into those categories, definitely, whilst not spreading yourself so thin that people sort of don't know what you're about, you know, and why they come to you, as opposed to going to somebody else. Yeah. You know, I think you've got to, it's important when you're building a brand that you have your real kind of story and your proposition and know what you wouldn't do as much as what you would do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Because otherwise it does become diluted. And I think there's taking over the world in terms of being, you know, the number one brand that, you know, helps you naturally with your well-being through the 100% natural fragrances. And then there's like, you know, we're going to be the next John Lewis.
Yeah, I know, we're not going to go as wide as that. No, but it's kind of sticking to your roots. And you know, I wanted to finish by saying you're still independent. I mean, you really don't have a big company owning you. You are you, really. You've got like a little bit of investment, haven't you? But basically...
Yeah, we took a bit of investment last year to grow, and that was great. And we were lucky enough to be in a position where we could choose a partner. But we, me and my partner, Oliver, we are still, you know, majority owners, and we have, you know, say over everything that happens. And I hope that that comes across as there's a real person and there's a real heartbeat and there's a real, you know, emotion and thought behind everything that we do. It has basically all come through me, and that's what I think hopefully means you're buying into a real brand with a heart and soul.
And I think if anyone's got a heart and soul, it's you and a sweary gob. Nicolette, thank you so much for joining me. And thanks for giving us an insight into the world of Neom.
Thank you.
I did not want that interview to end. Nicolette is an amazing woman. I hope you enjoyed hearing her story. So my two product recommendations this week are multitaskers. I always like a good multitasker. The first one is from The Body Shop and it's their Shea Butter Block. Now what it looks like is a packet of lard. It's a big white pack of butter and it is pure shea butter. Now it's amazing because it comes from this community in Ghana that have been working with The Body Shop, I think for about 34 years. And by harvesting the shea butter for The Body Shop, they've, you know, 600 people have got employment, that, you know, they're earning money, they're independent. So it's amazing, this original fair trade. The Body Shop were at the forefront of it. It's still going. So this community, and the shea butter is made by the women. Okay, so it's got this feminist feel to it as well, which I love. And the block is just so good because you literally kind of grab bits off it and you can use it as a moisturiser for your body, for your face. You can use it on your cuticles and on the ends of your hair. I was told actually that you could use it to cook with, although that's not recommended. But I think in Ghana, they do literally use shea butter to cook with as well. It's just great and it's so moisturising. I mean, my hands are really suffering at the moment and I put a big old scoop of it onto them and they were so, like they are now, still really, really soft. So it's a lovely product and it's one that's doing a lot of good as well. And you do feel, I love that feeling that a big female community have come together and enjoyed making it, and you can kind of feel that pleasure when you use it. The next product I've been testing over the past couple of weeks is Francis Prescott's Tri-Balm, which sells itself as a cleanser, an exfoliator and a moisturiser in one. And I do realise I'm a little bit late to the party because this was a huge hit last year. So you can literally, it's got exfoliating ingredients in it. So I think it's pumpkin enzymes. So they're really good for getting rid of dead skin cells. You can use it as a cleansing balm and then you don't leave it on as a moisturiser, but it does leave your skin moisturised. It's not something I would buy for every day. I'd much rather do my steps with individual products, but this is genius if you're travelling or if you're going to a festival or anything like that, because it comes in almost like a deodorant stick. It's not going to leak anywhere and it's that multifunctional, multi-purpose product that it really works and it's really nicely made. So if you're going travelling, give it a go. I think it's available at Cult Beauty. It's the Tri-Balm 3-in-1 by Francis Prescott. So I think that's it for this week's episode. Do join us on Wednesday. Cher Webb's back for the ultimate guide to makeup and we're going to be talking about brows. And I think when it comes to makeup, I don't know anybody who knows more than Cher. So if you're struggling to have lovely brows, she'll have all the recommendations for you. And the Instagram account, by the way, now I've just changed the name a bit. So rather than at Outspoken Beauty Podcast, if you want to follow me, it's at Outspoken Beauty Nicola. Okay. And just remember, spread the word, review us and keep listening. I hope you're enjoying what we're doing. See you next week.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.